Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Heat game tonight. Big game for the Miami Heat. Let's talk.
Stay alive, man. It's all about staying alive one more time.
Let's talk to NBA on TNT sideline reporter Rebecca Harlow right now. TNT and NBA TV's live coverage of more than 40 NBA playoff games, the most of any network, continues tonight at 8 o'clock with a pair of Game 5s, including our game, 76ers Heat, followed by Spurs Warriors, as highlighted by exclusive coverage of the 2018 Western Conference Finals.
Rebecca, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe and Zach. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're just trying to stay alive. We just want to get one more back here so we can get back to American Airlines Arena. Just one more. But I got to tell you, that place, Philadelphia's been impressive. How loud it is, the crowd, and of course, the chance to win this with that young team. Close out the first round. Pretty impressive. Rebecca, you've been up close to this. What surprised you the most about this series so far?
You know, actually, I don't know that I think that there have been a lot of surprises in the sense that I thought that this was truly going to be incredibly physical, incredibly competitive, incredibly fun. I knew the crowd was going to be crazy here in Philadelphia, but I would never bet against Dwayne Wade or Eric Spoelstra either, so... You know, I guess I didn't think that it would be 3-1 at this point. I think I thought it would be a little closer than that. But outside of that, man, it has been exciting and so much fun.
Rebecca,
you got a great job, too.
Yeah, great job. Sideline reporter is a great job anyway. But in a kind of outside of South Florida perspective, Hassan Whiteside is the topic of conversation here on the show, or all of the shows down here, just about every day since the playoffs started, even before the playoffs. What is the kind of national perspective on what's going on with Hassan Whiteside?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there are a couple things. First of all, I do think that, you know, before Joel Embiid was back, it wasn't his style of series. And when you heard Eric Spoelstra talking about that, or when you heard Whiteside talking about that, or Wade talking about that, I think there was truth to that in the fact that the Sixers team plays so incredibly fast, and they've got these guys who bigs who can hit these threes, and they're pulling him out from the basket. So, you know, his role is definitely different. But now that I think that Joel Embiid is back, I know South Florida isn't necessarily going to want to hear this, but Joel Embiid is just a special player. And so I think that Whiteside has his hands full, honestly. And you know, I think he's done well in stretches, but I don't think he's been consistent enough.
Well, listen, we're not going to argue there, because I can tell you, Joel Embiid has just been unbelievable. Rebecca, I've been wanting to ask one of the sideline reporters this question. So at one point you get the coaches, either Brett Brown or Eric Spoelstra. How does that come about? Like, they're sitting there coaching. Does somebody in TV go, hey, Spo, you're up, man, over here during the next break. You got Rebecca over here in this corner. Gotcha. Thanks for the heads up. How's that work?
Thank gosh it doesn't happen that way. Otherwise, I would not get any of them ever. No, you know what? I am so spoiled with these two coaches because Brown and Spoelstra are both so wonderful. I actually had for TNT the Charlotte series or Hornets series a couple years ago. So I've been in this situation a bunch with Spo. But no, usually what happens is they know ahead of time that it's coming. And we do meetings with the coaches before the game actually starts. And whenever we sit down and it's just, you know, the broadcasters and, you know, our producer or director, but when we sit down with them, the last thing I always say is, hey, I'll see you at the end of the first, or hey, I'll see you at the end of the third. Reminder, I'm coming for you when you don't want to talk to me.
What are you a little more sensitive if one of the teams happens to be down like 18 and you're just getting, and it's coming that time and he's just having it out during the timeout. He's just ripping his team and you can hear it. You're hearing bad words and like, come on, you know, and you're going, oh, this is great. Now I got him for the next two. Oh, this is, have you ever had that happen?
Well, you know, I get them right before that moment.
Okay.
So luckily, I don't have to – I do the interview before the rip into the team moment. But, yeah, no, it's tough. When a team is down by a lot, I know it's tricky because the coaches just want to go coach, and I completely respect that. But, you know, we're really lucky around the league. The coaches, for the most part, are just – pretty awesome people that I've had the pleasure to work with over the years. And so they're good in those moments. Most of them understand it.
Rebecca, I got to ask you, have you had the sideline reporter with Pop? You ever have that interview with Pop on the sideline? Because that, you know, we all love watch that, even though he kind of doesn't just, he gives you like the one word answers, but have you been involved in that?
Yes.
He got to be nice to you though,
right?
Rebecca.
Please tell me
not like you don't get that cold stuff that makes you feel like you're about 2 inches tall.
Well, it doesn't make me feel 2 inches tall. I'm tall, by the way. We've all had that.
Yeah.
We've all had that moment. And you know what? It's not great. I'll be super straightforward and honest about that I have issues with the way that he handles that. But I think the more important thing right now is that we're all standing behind Pop and what he's going through with his personal life, and certainly wish him the best. So we can talk about his interviews later.
No. We're just curious because it does pop up all the time. And you're right. He's going through, obviously, something a lot more important than basketball and losing your wife. But anyway, getting back to this game, what do you expect happens tonight? Do things change? Because we were just talking earlier about how this young Philly team, we thought maybe they hadn't been to the playoffs for a while, especially their two young, talented guys, never been there. Maybe it's going to be a big moment and they'll change it. Boy, we haven't seen that at all. They act like they've been to these playoffs for a while, the way they're playing.
Yes. You know, Ben Simmons is so incredibly cool, calm, and collected. I think of any of the rookies that I've seen, definitely in a long time. He is so poised. It is unbelievable how much poise he plays with. And also, you got to remember that this is a first-time point guard, and this kid was playing power forward. And so what he's been able to do is super impressive. He was actually raised as a point guard by his father, Dave Simmons. And here's an interesting thing that whether or not you guys know this, don't know, but so Brett Brown coached his father, Dave Simmons, in Australia when Dave was playing professionally. And so Brett Brown has known Ben Simmons for a long time. So there's just a deep connection and comfort there that's been interesting to see play out. But I do want to say, I never rule out the Heat. And I think, how about this for an idea? I mean, what if Wade starts tonight? He's been great this playoff series. I never, ever count out Spoelstra. He's so good at making adjustments. So I think tonight's going to be another really great game.
Well, they have been great.
The first
three quarters of these games
have
been just unbelievable. Even the finish the other night was fantastic, even though the Heat came up short.
Yeah, no. Rebecca, I got to ask you this. I know that you do NBA and TNT. I know you're on NBA TV a lot as well. Also, Knicks reporter on MSG. What's it been like with the Knicks the last couple of years?
The Knicks are awesome. I love New York. I love the Knicks. I'm really excited about the direction that this team is moving in. I think they've got a great vision at this point, and the team that's in place, the young players that are in place, Kristaps Porzingis, and hopefully Enes Kanter stays. We'll see what happens there. They've got some things that are exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing what goes down there. And the Garden is so wonderful and loud and crazy that if they were to get into the playoffs sometime soon, I just can't even imagine the roof would blow off there, I think.
Yeah, if they're ever good again.
Lots
right.
of Knicks It'll fans down here in you're South right. Florida as well. Rebecca Harlow joining us from NBA on TNT. TNT and NBA TV's live coverage of more than 40 NBA playoff games, the most of any network, continues tonight at 8 o'clock.
They should. They're paying a bunch of damn money.
That's right. With a pair of Game 5s, 76ers Heat, followed by Spurs Warriors, and highlighted by exclusive coverage of the 2018 Western Conference Finals. Hey, Rebecca,
before he lets you go, that halftime show with those guys, nothing close to it in any sport. Those guys, that is entertainment, man. I'm sorry. Whatever they say, whether I agree or not, it's just so damn good.
It is. They're awesome. And you know what's so fun about those guys is that they're just the same in person. I love talking to those guys off the cuff as well, because Charles is just as funny. EJ is one of the most kind humans you'll ever meet. Shaq is great. I mean, they're the same. So what you see is what you get with them, and I think that's why that show is so much fun, because it's so genuine. You know, those guys aren't putting on airs for the camera. I mean, those guys are great on and off. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Rebecca, have a good one tonight.
Thanks,
hopefully we'll get to a game 6 here on Thursday
I
night.
I hope so.
We'll see what happens.
I want to come back to Miami, guys. Let's go.
Listen, we want another game in Miami, so please get on that
Rebecca,
plane and come back.
Rebecca, we'd love
here,
to
yeah.
see you down here. That's that means it. We're playing another one. We'd That's love right. to have that. Thank you.
Have a good one, Rebecca. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.